It could, you know, and like I said, if we can get one of those great opportunities that we had to fall, you know, that could change the complexion of a game very quickly. You know, they got one in on us early, and closer to the end of the half, we were still at 1-0. And you know, we fought them. They had a set piece outside the box that we failed to defend, and they got one in. And then pretty quick order after that, they had a really good counterattack on us that they were able to convert. And then so we go into the locker room 3-0, but our spirits weren't broken at that point. And I wouldn't say they were ever broken at 6-0. It's just, you know, as the game wears on and you just don't have people to replace and put fresh legs, and your opponent is putting 2, 3, 4 kids on at a time to do that, you know, everybody's game plan is pretty consistent against us. They know that we just don't have a lot of bodies to put in, and their game plan is just to outrun us. And you know, unfortunately, we have the ability to, you know, do some good things on the field, but we just, in those situations, especially when you're looking at, you know, quite honestly, what is, in my opinion, the best and most consistent program in the state, and they literally have 10 substitute or reserve players against our 3, it's probably going to go in their favor, and we just have to do the things that we know how to do to try and minimize the goals and just try to keep ourselves in games so that we can have chances late. And unfortunately, this one just did not go that way for us.